Here with me in the studio tonight are two guests to talk about the special exhibit titled Jane Bussey, Innovations in Weaving, which will be at the Cincinnati Art Museum from June 9th to September 2nd. This exhibit honors Jane Bussey's art and craft at Handwoven Rugs, as well as the 70th anniversary of the Weavers Guild, of which she was a member. Melissa Lusk is the Weavers Guild chair of the event, and Cynthia Omnaeus is curator of fashion arts and textiles for the Cincinnati Art Museum. An opening reception on June 24th will feature a lecture by the internationally known rug weaver and designer Jason Collingwood. Celebrating its 70th year, the Weavers Guild offers classes, workshops, study groups, and a library that supports not only weaving, but all variety of fiber arts. So, Cynthia, let's start with you before we go to the exhibits. Want to give us some context of the art and craft of rug weaving and how it is at the Cincinnati Art Museum?
Sure. You know, rug weaving goes back centuries in many, many different cultures and many different techniques. So we can't specifically define where rugs started or their specific beginning in terms of history, but we know that as with other fiber arts in the 1960s and 70s, rug weaving, along with other fiber techniques, really became artwork. So those people who were working in those fields really transformed fiber art or fiber techniques like rug weaving from something very functional into something art-related that was designed, that was meant to be a piece of artwork. And so it really changed at that point.
Melissa, this obviously was a big focus of Jane Bussey's work. So tell us about her connection with the Weavers Guild. How were you first introduced to her?
I'm a rug weaver myself. I was introduced to Jane's work the first time I walked into our guild house. We had about 8 rugs that Jane had designed and woven that were hanging on the wall in the guild house. And I was mesmerized by the idea that you could actually, on your home loom, make such an incredibly beautiful and functional rug that could be on display in your home.
And what's her connection with the Weavers Guild?
She was a longtime member of the Weavers Guild. She was a teacher. She taught all over the United States. She really promoted this shaft switching technique that Peter Collingwood invented. She studied with him in Kansas City at one of our national weaving conferences. And she went on to take this technique as far as she could. And she has a rug in the Smithsonian. And now we have a show at the Cincinnati Art Museum.
How about telling us, Cynthia, what exactly are we going to see when we come to this Innovations in Weaving exhibit?
So what we will have on display are 9 of Jane's rugs. So although she was a prolific weaver and wove many different types of fabrics, rug weaving really was her passion. So we've concentrated on her rugs, and there will be 9 examples, as well as a couple of illustrations. So when a weaver begins a project, they usually create a design illustration. Often will connect yarns to that piece of paper that they used in the project as a resource later or as a reminder of what they're doing as they're working on the project. So we've included a couple of those as well. So we have 4 examples of shaft switching, which really was, as Melissa said, the technique that she really pushed forward to its limit. And we also have additional rugs that are in 2 other different techniques, 4 meet and separate technique rugs, and 1 that is a crossed weft.
I know that you all are very proud of having Jason Collingwood come to speak at the opening lecture and reception. He's the son of a very famous rug weaver, Peter Collingwood. Interestingly enough, Peter started as a physician. He is a very innovative man, and his first weaving was done on 2 deck chairs that he put together to weave scarves for military officers' wives. So tell us more about Peter, if you would, Melissa, and about his connection and relationship with Jane Bussey.
I think Peter was really an inventor. He innovated these techniques. He created a mechanism that he could attach to his loom that would allow him to shaft shift more easily. He studied all of the textile constructions and wrote extensive books about each of these techniques. He had a kind of a mathematical and scientific mind, I guess, that came through from his medical training.
And Jason apparently tells an interesting story about his dad, who managed to support them with weaving. But how did that work out on a day-to-day basis?
Jason tells a lot of very colorful stories about his father growing up with a rug weaver and then becoming a rug weaver himself, working in his dad's workshop with many of the same looms. He tells a story of his father always weaving a rug and then bringing it to the local architecture firm on his bicycle. He would strap it to the bicycle, ride down to the architecture firm, sell the rug, bring the money home, and then the family could eat for a week. So it's the life of an artisan craftsman, and Jason has carried that forward.
And is situated in England somewhere, yes?
In Nyland, England, yeah.
Let's go on then to this lecture that's going to be given at the opening, which is on June 24th. What will that focus on?
Jason's going to show a lot of photos of that incredible workshop where his father made these innovations. But he's also going to talk about what it is like to be a modern-day hand weaver functioning in a marketplace that really focuses on a lot of machine-made items. So this is an unusual, very physical profession that he's still trying to carry on this craftsman tradition. Of course, he teaches a lot, so he's in the United States most of the summer teaching classes, and he's passing that tradition on to the rest of us.
I am also happy to say that these rugs are meant to be admired and appreciated, and we can all do that this summer at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you.
I have been talking to Cynthia Amneas, Curator of Fashion Arts and Textiles for the Cincinnati Art Museum, and Melissa Lusk, Weaver's Guild Chair of Jane Bussey Innovations in Weaving exhibit. The exhibition is open from June 9th to September 2nd with a special opening and lecture by Jason Collingwood on Sunday, June 24th at 2 p.m. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.